Chapter 2, Golden Touch. All right, everybody, can I have your attention, please? Amanda spoke out of politeness more than anything else. She always had everybody's attention. Today I'm going to show you how to open doors quietly. If we have any time left at the end of our session, we'll have a quick look at how to close doors quietly too. But one thing at a time, okay? Amanda's Essential Life and Death Skills seminars were the highlight of Colin's day, of everybody's day. They were everything a good class should be, practical, professional and popular. In brief, everything Colin's classes were not. Colin had a quick glance at this term's program. 1. How to turn lights on and off. Aimed at people who have problems remembering to turn lights off or on. 2. How to wax your legs effortlessly. Aimed at people who don't like shaving and leg lovers in general. 3. How to peel an apple in 1. Aimed at people who enjoy challenges involving knives and apples. 4. How to park without getting blocked in. Aimed at people who drive but don't like getting blocked in. 5. How to take the rubbish out. Aimed at people with kitchens and people who'd like to help out occasionally. 6. How to shave without bleeding to death. Aimed at people who treat their face as if it were a loaf of bread. 7. How, when, and why to flush a toilet. Aimed at people who use toilets on a regular basis. 8. How to bite your toenails discreetly. Aimed at people who enjoy challenges involving feet and teeth. 9. How to use a DVD recorder to record the channel you want. Aimed at people who have problems distinguishing one button from another. And last but not least, today's session. 10. How to open and close doors quietly. Aimed at people who are noisy and considerate bastards at the best of times. While Colin could hope for maybe 20 to 25 reluctant customers at most, on a good day, Amanda regularly pulled in 100 or so winning clients, mostly male for obvious reasons, but she had her fair share of female fans too. Many people had to stand through the whole session for lack of seating, but nobody had ever complained. Quite the contrary, a lot of the young men in particular, and one or two not so young men, would spend the first few minutes fighting against a seat. "No, I insist, Miss Tedley. I'm perfectly happy squeezing in over there by Amanda's desk." "Well, if you're sure you don't mind, dear, that's very sweet of you." One of the perks of working at Luniversal Learning, the only perk, unless you were some kind of pervert who got a misguided thrill out of having an endless supply of paper clips, rubber bands and whiteboard markers, was that you were allowed to attend your colleagues' classes. None of Colin's colleagues had ever attended any of his, which was fine by him. Amanda's classes, however, were always awash with familiar staff room faces. The angry-looking bloke who taught love and understanding. The sad-looking lady in charge of life celebration. The confused-looking chap responsible for mystery management. The surprised-looking woman from Total Control. It would have been nice to put some names to these faces, but for whatever reason, most people seemed to avoid Colin like the plague. So it was rather hard striking up a conversation beyond, "Hi there, piss off, Colin." He often wondered what he could possibly have done to upset all his colleagues. Or maybe it was something he hadn't done to downset them. Well, whatever, he could live with it. He had no choice. And then Colin spotted a face whose name he knew only too well. That moron, Simon. Rumour had it, admittedly Colin had started this one, that Luniversal Learning's Directive Studies hadn't passed a single exam in his life. Simon had left school at the earliest opportunity, joined the army, and risen quickly through the ranks. But after a while, Simon Holepunch had grown tired of shouting at undisciplined youngsters, preferring instead to inflict his advanced bawling and bollocking techniques on victims of all ages. Simon was 10 years younger than Colin, earned 10 times more, worked 10 times less, and lived 10 times better. Not that Colin was jealous at all. Bastard. Amanda cleared her throat and continued with her presentation. "But before I show you how to open a door correctly, let's quickly brainstorm reasons for wanting to open a door quietly in the first place. Who's going to get the ball rolling?" A barrage of balls rolled into action. "You want to smother somebody with a pillow, so it's better if they don't hear you. Very good, Miss Tedley. Everybody's sleeping and you need to nip out for a fag. Okay, Jack. You finished your fag and you want to go back in. Thank you, Jack. Your dad's threatened to kill you if you wake him up again. That's a pretty good reason, Nicola." "For a bet," said Colin, more with a view to catching Amanda's eye than anything else. "Come again, Colin? for a bet. Prick, said Simon. I'm sorry, Colin, I don't follow you, said Amanda, rather more tactfully, but almost certainly sharing Simon's sentiments. You don't follow me, Colin said, playing for time, as he sought desperately to find a better explanation than, I'm sorry, my brain went into autocruise. Well, it doesn't matter, Colin. Okay, can anybody else give me another reason? Amanda appeared to have no interest in embarrassing Colin in public, but Simon smelt blood. Just a minute, Amanda. I think we should give Colin a chance to explain himself, don't you? Colin? I was simply using my imagination, Simon, said Colin, rising to the challenge. Suppose your brother dares you to creep into Mum and Dad's bedroom while they're asleep and set their alarm for 5 o'clock. But why would you want to do that? For a dare, Simon, for a dare. You're weird, Rapid, and you're... I think we'd better move on, said Connor, said Amanda, most likely coinciding with Simon's conclusion. And so the balls continued. You've just smothered somebody with a pillow, and now you want to sneak out of the house without waking up the rest of the household. Thank you, Miss Tedley. Your brother's studying for an exam, and you don't want to disturb him. Nice one, Nicola. All right, then. Let's summarise what we have. We open doors quietly when we don't want to disturb people or make a noise. I repeat that. Brilliant, thought Colin, still recovering from Simon's onslaught. We open doors quietly when we don't want to disturb people or make a noise. We do this because we want to be considerate towards others. There are a lot of blank faces at this point, especially among Amanda's teenage fans, but she moved deftly on. And the trick to opening doors quietly, listen carefully, the trick is in how you handle the handle. How you handle the handle? The girl's a genius! Colin was mightily impressed, yet mightily depressed at the same time. Why can't his classes be like this? I'll demonstrate. Amanda glided across the room to the door, followed by her adoring audience. Okay, let's suppose you wanted to leave the class. Colin couldn't for the life of him imagine why anybody in their right mind would want to leave Amanda's class. In other words, you want to go away. So first grasp the handle and, without pulling it down yet, push it away from you. Like this. The mistake most people make is to pull the handle down immediately, making unnecessary noise. That's fine if you want to annoy someone. But we don't want to annoy anyone, do we? Amanda smiled, and 100 hearts heaved as she went on with her demonstration. Next, still pushing the handle away from you, pull it down, slowly, steadily, and as far as it will go. Like this. Finally, pull the handle in towards you, like so. And with any luck, the door should open without anybody other than you being aware of it. There was a universal gasp as the door opened, magically, mutely, before everyone's eyes. You could have heard a pin drop. Though why anybody would be playing with pins is a very good question. Now let's see what happens when we want to enter a room. Follow me. Amanda led the way, waited until everybody had squeezed through into the corridor, then closed the door. Right then, we want to enter the room, don't we? So we want to go in. The first step, therefore, is to grasp the handle and pull it in towards you, like this. As I said earlier, don't make the mistake of trying to pull the handle down straight away. That's the second step, remember. Pull the handle down, like so. Lastly, push the handle away from you. And fingers crossed, the door will open without so much as a whisper. It had been a faultless demonstration. Once the applause had died down, there followed some hands-on practice as each member of class took it in turns to open the door, enter the classroom and return to their seat, or space rather. Amanda then proceeded to wrap up. Remember the golden rule. It all depends on how you handle the handle. If you want to enter a room, if you want to go in, the correct sequence is in, down, away. If you want to leave a room, if you want to go away, the correct sequence is away, down, in. Once you've mastered these rules, you'll find that learning how to close doors quietly is a piece of cake. Don't forget your homework. Find a challenging door and practice opening and closing it without annoying your family or neighbours. And whatever you do, don't manhandle your handle, okay? Personally, I find bathrooms and bedrooms good places to start, but each to their own. Any questions? Just one, Miss Jobarts. You seem to be suggesting that we shouldn't make more noise than necessary. Is that right?
Yes, Mrs. Racket, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Don't look so forlorn. You'll get used to it, I promise you.
The hour had flown by. Amanda took her leave.
Well, thank you. Next time we'll be looking at how to walk up and down creaky stairs without getting on everybody's nerves. I hope you'll join me.
Of course they would.